Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And we say good morning to Pádraig Lodge and another busy night in the Champions League.
Sure was, Justin. Yeah, good morning again. Arsenal produced one of the standout results of last night in the Champions League. The Gunners were 5-1 winners against Sporting Lisbon. Manchester City were booed by their fans at the full-time whistle after they conceded 3 goals in 14 minutes, with Feyenoord coming from 3-0 down to secure a 3-all draw at the Etihad Stadium. Afterwards, manager Pep Guardiola described his team as fragile. Barcelona's 3-0 win over Brest saw Robert Lewandowski become the third player to score 100 Champions League goals, joining Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. Tonight, Liverpool play Real Madrid at Anfield. That game is live on RTÉ2 television. Aston Villa are at home to Juventus and Celtic take on Bruges at Parkhead. In the Championship, Shane Duffy was on target as Norwich City returned to form with a 6-0 win over Plymouth. Striker Evan Ferguson looks set to be playing away from Brighton in the new year, as the club has indicated that he's available for a loan move. The Meath man signed a long-term deal last year, but he's been unable to break into the starting side on a regular basis since returning from injury earlier in the season. League of Ireland side Wexford have appointed former Republic of Ireland international Stephen Elliott as their manager. His most recent role was head of academy football at St Patrick's Athletic. The Ireland rugby management have lost Jamie Osborne and Jacob Stockdale for Saturday's test match against Australia. Both players were injured during the runaway win over Fiji, and they joined previously injured duo Tadhg Furlong and Ryan Baird on the sideline. Defender Padraig O'Hara won't be available to the Mayo footballers for next year. The Ballina Stephen Ice clubman got limited game time this year, and like Killian O'Connor, he's not retiring and may return at some stage in the future. The Leinster Council has confirmed a 7:40 p.m. throw-in for Saturday night's Leinster Club hurling final between Athena of Dublin and Offaly champions Kilcorma Killahy. The KK side will be chasing a second Leinster title and will be captained by their goalkeeper Conor Slevin.
We always had a good underage, but we probably weren't seeing it coming through at senior level. Whether that was, I don't know what that was due to, but maybe Burr were very strong around that time in Coolerry and other teams like that. But yeah, the work has gone in since 2012, I suppose. Once we got over the line, got our first win and we went on a bit of a journey then, we got to an All-Ireland Club Final. It probably helped, and sure, it's really after coming on the last 10 or 15 years there, after really putting in savage work. And I suppose, in fairness to the club, it wouldn't be a cheap thing to be at. I suppose making sure that the underage structure in the club is good and that they have the facilities there, but the club have really put that up, so they have. We know it'll be another big battle ahead Saturday night, so it will. But look, when you get to Leinster finals and your club gets there and it gets to play in Croagh Park, it's a savage day out for the whole parish, so we're really looking forward to it.
That's Conor Slevin. Now, due to our election count coverage, Saturday Sport won't be on air this weekend, but radio commentary on the Ireland-Australia rugby game will be available at 3:10 on Saturday on 2FM. Sunday Sport will begin at the later time of 3 o'clock, just ahead of the big hurling game in Thurles. The Munster Club final between Ballygunner and Sarsfields at 3:15. That sports programme will also include any updates from election counts that are still going on. China's Zhang Anda produced the first 147 break of this year's UK Snooker Championship in York. A number of players have criticised the quality of the table, with the former world champion Stephen Hendry describing it as unplayable. Tournament organisers have blamed high humidity. Tournament host Tiger Woods won't be competing at the Hero World Challenge next month. He hasn't played since the Open more than 4 months ago and underwent back surgery in September. And finally, trainer Martin Brazel is strongly considering supplementing faster slow for the King George at Kempton Park. That's after Willie Mullins removed all his horses from the race, including the anti-post favourite Gaelic Warrior.